and leaders, oh God, that matters. They are part and parcel of this. And the headman of the Redeemed Christian Church of God has already pronounced blessing upon us this morning. Lord, we ask that this will not just be another conference, but it will be a unique conference. That your purpose, your desire, that your heart cry over us, you will fulfill this time around in Jesus' name. We declare and decree that no one here will go back the same. Every cup of unseriousness we banish, and we ask that God himself will superintend from the beginning to the end in the name of Jesus. Lord, that which God himself, the great I am, can do, may he do for every one of us. Thank you, eternal Father. We bless and praise you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And let someone say, amen. And let me take time to, before I read my address, to appreciate all the people who are working behind the scene, from the director of ADMI, Pastor Rotimi Adegorioye, and the team, Pastor Akinjohn, the deputy director, the principal officer, Pastor Tonyo Lugbemi, and all the senior staff in the department. May the good Lord bless you in Jesus' name. So I'm just going to read my keynote address, and I leave you to go into all the serious business that we have for the day. Keynote address delivered on Monday 1st, April 2019, at the 2019 International Conference of RCCG Administrator. The team, think global, act local. And so what we are looking at is the emerging technologies in the 21st century. The emerging technologies in the 21st century. Beloved administrators, it gives me great joy to see you all gathered together for this year's conference. Over the years, this conference has provided every participant a platform to learn, to unlearn, develop, and most importantly, to advance in this chosen field of administrations and build team spirit in the pursuit of the vision and mission statement of the church. The theme for this year's conference is Think Global, Act Local. And therefore, the topic, and I quote, emerging technologies in the 21st century, end of quote, could not have come at a time more audacious than this. This is a time when everything is going global and digital. It will be great to think more on how to take advantage of technology in making our activities in all our parishes, provinces, and region a world class. Technology is fast replacing many procedures and processes. In order to remain relevant in the scheme of things, you need to be IT compliant. More so, you must be willing to adopt new technological innovations that will make things easier, that will make things better, that will make things faster, and possibly cheaper. The relevance of technology to the mission has become evident in the areas of the following. Number one, e-remittance and e-statistics. Number two, Electronic Document Management System, EDMS. Number three, RCCG Parish Management System, PRMS. And number four, another software and application used in managing ordination and other processes in RCCG. Technology is a very powerful tool for change. Technology is expected to have major social, economic, and environmental impact in the 21st century workplace. This metamorphosis has made it increasingly difficult for people of the older generation to fit into the structure of the modern workplace. If they must stay relevant, they have to embrace the evolving technological changes. Furthermore, technology has slowed down the growth of labor force. On one hand, this is a blessing, but on the other hand, when we consider the growing rate of unemployment in the society, it is not. The labor force of RCCG has grown at an annual rate of between 5 to 7% in the last 10 years. But coming to 2018, the mission needed strategically review, needed to strategically review our labor force management. The mission therefore did not employ staff in 2018. And one may ask, how did we fare during this period? The simple answer to this is that technology filled the gap for us. Other things that modern technology has afforded include provision of support for the processes of lifelong learning, provision of organization or order to the processes and operation of the workplace, changing of job skills requirements, and many others. Let's ask the question, what should you do with technology? How should I handle technology? How will this benefit or enhance what I'm doing? Number one, use technology as a tool to research, to organize, to evaluate, and to communicate information. Number two, use digital technologies, computer networking tools, social media, etc., to appropriately assess, manage, integrate, evaluate, create information required for successful function at your posting. And in your career, and in this world where knowledge has become the major currency. Number two, be careful to apply fundamental understanding of the moral, ethical, and legal issues surrounding the access and use of information technology. We're in the world of digitalization. Every administrator and every administrative unit must be IT compliant. Do not wait for organizations to provide some of these gadgets. Learn to invest in yourself now. And our cancer is this. Let me take a clue from the parable of the sower in Matthew 13, 1 to 13. Matthew 13, 1 to 13. He did mention some land, some seed fell on rock, some by the wayside, but some fall on good ground. I counsel you to allow yourself to be a good soil during this conference. The seeds to be sown during the conference has the capacity to yield 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. How much you get from this conference will be determined by the readiness of your heart to learn and develop and to assimilate. Take this conference as a personal professional retreat, one that must not be taken for granted. For now, forget about the problem you left at home and in the office, and draw enough water from the well of this conference that we need to quench the fire on the job and probably some of the fire at the home level. This is not another reunion. It is a serious business and a life-changing opportunity. Once again, let me welcome you and congratulate you ahead for a very rewarding and a fulfilling time. Thank you for listening. May the Lord bless you. Amen. Amen. Please take your seat. God bless you. On your own, read Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, 1 to 10. Acts 3, 1 to 10. The man we saw in that place has three limitations. He was lame, was limited, and he was low in life. Everything he has done up to the time he met with those people, they proved very, very, very unuseful. So there are seven things I won't discuss that the man did that you need to do in this conference. And that is the step to step out of your limitation. The very first thing you need to do is to look up. In that book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 4b, Acts 3, 4b, Peter said, look on us. Look up to learn new things. Look up to be able to improve what is already there. Because it doesn't matter where you are, you haven't got to the stop or the terminus. You need to look up. And in Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpeneth iron. You need to look up. In Proverbs 13:20, he who walk with the wise will be wise. So, and just make sure that you look up. Number two, link up. That's number two, link up. Peter said to the man, look on us. You must link with everything you are taught here. Link up to every theory, every proposition, every thesis, as it were. Look up. In Psalm 121:1-2, he said, I will look up unto the hill. You need to link up. I will lift up my eyes unto the hill. Where cometh thou my help? My help cometh from the Lord. So you need to look up. You need to link up. You need to give up. Give up. Give up the low level of life to the next level of life. Give up to doing the same thing the same way and expect the same result. That's the beginning of insanity. Acts 3, 7. Peter took the man by the hand You need to give up what you are for God to be able to put in some more good things in your life. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, Philippians 3, 13, he said, forgetting those things and straining forward to what is ahead. Here, you need to link up. I mean, give up. Number four, you need to jump up. Jump up. Act 3:8. He jumped up and stood on his feet. Sir, you haven't got to the height you need to go. Ma, you haven't got to the height you need to go. There is still more ground to cover. When I look at how some other people in this church are relaxing, I think we need to see ahead of what is ahead. You need to jump up. Jump up to action. Everything that you learned here that ought to be utilized, that ought to be put to practice. That's why you are administrator. You must be a practitioner. That's why you did all those professional things that license you to administrate. So you need to jump up. Number five, and you need to fire up. You need to fire up. Look at verse 8. He jumped up on his feet and began to walk. And he went with them into the temple court, walking and jumping and praising God. I have discovered that we can do better than we are doing now. We can do better than we are doing now. So, don't close the door yet. Don't put a full stop yet. You can put a comma. What number am I? Number five, fire up. Fire up. You need to fire up. Whatever you have here, let it ignite fire into your performance, creativity, capacity building, efficient delivery. Let what you are going to have here fire up your talents and gifts. When you teach a wise man, he'll be wiser. And number six, you need to show up. When all the people saw him, Acts 3:9. When all the people saw him, they saw him walking and praising God. Please, whatever challenge and whatever challenges that come across during the course of the teaching, face it. If you dodge the challenge, you won't get to where you are going in life. Don't cut corners. Too many shortcuts will cut your life short. Too many shortcuts will cut your progress short. So you need to show up. Don't close the door at this stage. I mean, just tell yourself. Somebody said to me yesterday, you are driving us. I said, I don't drive anybody because I'm not competing with anybody. I'm competing with myself. I don't look at people. I'm looking at what I'm able to do in the little time I have on the earth. Somebody said, why do you need to study? I need to improve on what I'm doing. When I newly resumed as the SA admin, we were slammed with court injunctions, about 7 or 8, and I said, this law thing that I abandoned years before, I need to go back to it just to enhance what I'm doing. So you need to show up. And number seven, which is the last one, you need to go up. You need to go up. Act 3:10. Act 3:10. The man, the Bible said, they recognize him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonders and amazement at what has happened to him. In fact, your boss or your bosses, as it were, must notice that something has changed. And that will be your experience from now. You won't be fine among the failure anymore. I didn't bother myself about where you are today. I'm not even bothered about the negative thing you think about yourself, negative things thing you think about where you are posted, negative thing you think about the one you are working with. I'd like you to look inward, because every negative thing, situation can be converted for a testimony. It's my prayer, my desire. I have prayed it before I arrive here, and I'm still praying it, that in life and destiny, you will be the best. Amen. Father, we thank you because you are the Lord. Let your blessing be over this conference. Let your blessing be over all your people. And let the name of the Lord be mightily praised. We thank you and we honor you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let me take time to welcome our international guest representing is an advanced team for the administrator for our Great Britain work, RCCG. Let me take time to welcome our delegate from the United Kingdom. God bless you, sir. In due time, they'll be able to show them to you. And those of you who came outside the country, please, you are welcome from various outposts. This is home. This is our base. You are not a visitor. We just want to recognize you. The Lord bless you. RCCG is one family. Administrator is one family. And the Lord will not break us. You will not break us. It shall be well with you.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.